Thank you for calling OMAX. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Hi, good. I used to get the monthly shipments, and I don't know what happened, but can you check and see? I don't think I'm getting that anymore.
You said you're not receiving anymore? Give me one moment. Okay.
Yeah, can you check and see? Did I stop that somewhere along the way? I don't remember. Can I just... If I give you
can
an
I have
order
email
number,
address?
Oh gosh, is that what you need to check on it?
Well, I can try with your first and last name. Can I have your first and last name?
Evelyn Stout.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Evelyn Stout.
Okay, spell that for me. You said Ev.
E.
E.
L Y N.
L-Y-N.
And then S-T-O-U-T.
S-T-O-U-T?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the last time you received the order, ma'am?
No,
or do you have,
I really don't.
You just said you have an order number?
Yeah.
Can I have that, please?
Yeah. Would that be the order ID?
Yes, ma'am. Let's try that.
Okay. Josie.
I'm sorry, you broke up. Can you repeat that for me?
I'm sorry.
Can you repeat that for me?
Uh-huh. JUJGK5-18R.
Okay. Is there maybe another number you have, ma'am?
What's the GLF number?
Okay, let me try that. Can I have that?
Okay, OM1961248.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I mean, what do you mean that? Let's see if this is you. Can you verify your address for me?
6652 Dove Creek Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32244.
Okay, yeah, that wouldn't be you. Is it under a nickname or something like that, ma'am?
No, uh-uh.
One moment. Let me see. Okay, one moment.
Okay.
So it's me. You can I have your email address, ma'am? Let's try with the email.
I don't even think I ever gave them that, but okay. I can't understand. It's not coming up under my name.
Well, it's different ones that came up, ma'am, and all of them have a different, like, email and things. Like, not email. Every one of them have, like, different order numbers and things. One came up with the Fatima style. Like, they're coming up with different names. You maybe have a nickname, like Emily or something like that, ma'am?
No. And it's not coming up under my address or anything?
No, ma'am. I'm not able to search by address. I do apologize. You know what? Let me try something else. One moment. Let me try this. Let's see if this works. Yeah, I'm still not pulling up anything. I'm sorry.
Under Evelyn Stout, 6652 Dove Creek Drive, Jacksonville, Florida. Nothing comes up.
No, ma'am. What was the name of the product you were receiving?
I'm trying to think of what. It's just OMAX. There was Omax, capsules. I don't remember what they were called exactly. It was like fish oil capsules.
Okay, let's try locating the account. It's not under your husband's name, correct?
Under a husband's name? No, I don't have a husband.
Come on, please. I'm still here. Okay, I'm still here. One moment, okay?
Okay.
Let's try. Okay, and you said you don't know
well,
your
it's
email.
Okay. It's okay.
Because I can try pulling it by your email. It'll be quicker for us.
This is so crazy that my name and phone number and address and everything, and I've been a customer a long time, and nothing comes up.
Well, it
just
has
bored.
Different names, ma'am. I'm sorry, different. It has different accounts that
pull
up.
Well, I'm
up
giving
with
you my name, though. I don't understand why nothing's coming
it's
up
different.
With my name.
Okay, so it's a lot of Evelyn's Stouts, ma'am, that's pulling up is what I was trying to explain to you.
With my address?
Okay, so I'll have to go through each and every one, ma'am, and see if it's your address.
Oh, my gosh, there's that many?
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. Let's see, 1953 pumpkins at Gmail. And I'm pretty sure I never even gave them
19,
that.
You said 1953?
1953 pumpkins at Gmail. Because I never use it. So I usually don't even give it to anybody.
At gmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1953 P-U-M-P-K-I-N-S?
Yep.
Still not putting up anything with that one, ma'am. 1953 pumpkins. Oh, okay. One moment. I'm going to put an extra A in Gmail. Let's see. Yeah, still not putting up anything with that.
I wouldn't have, like, my own account number or something like that.
Do you see a number, like, what it has? SH, then a dash, then some numbers, maybe?
Set that paper down. I mean, those numbers that I gave you, that's all I remember seeing on there. Let me see. Okay. I gave you an order ID. I gave you that GLF. And you're saying to look for another number? What
yes,
is the
ma'am.
Order ID? What is that, if that's not a person's?
Listen, that's like your order ID. Like, that can be, like, one for, like, a different shipment or something like that, ma'am, or just your, like, the ID of the order. I'm trying
know.
To see if there's another way that I can.
The only other thing I see is a component number. I wouldn't think that would be anything to do with it.
Component number? No, ma'am. I'm sorry.
So. The only numbers I see are the order ID, the GLF, and there's a PIC number. I don't know what PIC means. But
you said a PIC number?
PIC, P-I-C-K.
P-I-C-K.
PIC number. P-I-C-K number. I don't know what that is. It's 3615841.
Okay, so it wouldn't be that neither. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, okay? Thanks so much for calling. Myself, enjoy a wonderful day.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.